Hornet?
Quick, Cato, give me a hand.
Hiya!
No, not that kind. Hand me the spray paint.
Spray paint?
Smart to buy a lightweight, reliable Jacobson mower.
It trims so closely and maneuvers so easily
that once your neighbors see it,
they'll all try to borrow it.
Not anymore.
Yuck! What have you done to my beautiful orange Jacobson? It's purple.
Who would want to borrow this?
Ah, smart!
More than smart, a Jacobson owner has to be very clever.
Guess we will be buzzing.
Available Lawnmower Sales and Service Company, 1277 Benton Avenue, just off Brighton Road on the north side. Free 18-month service policy with any purchase. KQB News time is 10:07. Now the CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Memory, the ability to recall. For some, it is total. For most of us, a patchwork of light and shade. We can't always remember the things we want to. The things we would like to forget, we so very often can't. The most unpleasant, we lock in some secret room of the mind, hoping to close them away forever. Till some chance key unlocks the door and lets the skeleton of remembrance loose to rattle its bones and haunt us again.
What are you doing, Barry?
I'm trying to sketch what this guy might look like without the beard and the dark glasses. There. Would you recognize him, Meg?
Yes. It's that face you always draw without knowing you're doing it. Who is it, Barry? Who is he?
Someone like Lazarus, who seems to be risen from the dead.
Our mystery drama, Out of the Past, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Paul Hecht. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Dirt, dust, smoke, pollen. They ride into your home on the air you breathe. Staining walls, drapes, and furniture. What do you do?
That dirty.
Call your Honeywell electronic air cleaner dealer. He'll help you remove up to 95% of these varmints. Get cleaner air housewide.
Who was that man?
A professional. Call one today. And get the Honeywell Clean Air Facts.
Start your mornings with a double dose of laughter on CBS television, beginning with the Jeffersons.
Me and her been through some hard times together, and ain't another woman in this world who will stick by me the way she had.
You ain't lying.
The laughs continue with Ella. And then...
Here's the first item up for bids, and the price is right.
Join Bob Barker and... of excitement and fabulous prizes. It's the Jeffersons, Alice, and the Price is Right. Weekdays on CBS television.
Is your advertising strategy based on yesterday's lifestyles? Well, people have changed. So should your strategy. To reach today's active customers, you need radio. You know, in 10 years, average daily newspaper circulation showed zero growth, yet ad costs zoomed. But radio is still cost-efficient, and in an average day, radio reaches more adults than either newspapers, TV, or magazines. Radio, red hot, because it works. The Radio Advertising Bureau can send you more facts. The station can send you more customers.
Get more radio facts, call KQB's Chris Corson at 562-5931. Call now.
Hi, Anita. Any messages?
Yes, Mr. Haynes. Headquarters needs the quarterly budget report by tomorrow.
Oh, no.
We'll make it.
It'll cost a fortune.
Not with express mail service at the post office.
Overnight, express mail service delivers, and it's always under $10 for a one-pound package.
Well, Anita, the budget got there.
And well under budget.
Express mail next-day service in over 2,000 post offices. When you need it overnight, we deliver. Sponsored by your postal service.
I suppose we all have a secret known only to ourselves except for whoever took part in it. It could be anything, something we are ashamed of, because at the time it made us ludicrous, or that we are afraid of, or some precious moment of love, or tenderness, or happiness that existed only in the moment when it was. Or, most disturbing of all, it could be something quite dreadful, which lurks in the back of the mind all the time, something that we have tried to bury and refuse to remember.
This is Barry Jordan's machine. I'm not here at the moment, so please leave a message and phone number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Don't forget to wait for the beep.
Barry, this Herb Peters at WVKD. Where are you? Out bashing a few at tennis? Look, as soon as you feel you got time to make a living, I got a job for you. Call me. You know the number.
Anybody home?
Just me.
Who's me?
Never mind that. Who are you?
Barry Jordan, all-American husband.
Oh, don't I know it. And I'll settle for being just your wife. How was tennis?
I was sensational.
Oh, did you win?
Come on, you can't have everything. How was ambulance chasing?
Sir, I'll have you remember, I am a corporation lawyer.
So, did you chase any corporations?
As one working stiff to another, don't knock my profession.
Yeah, well, at least yours is gainful. Well,
so is yours.
Yeah, when I sell a canvas or work.
Oh, which reminds me, you have a job.
Oh, what?
Herb Peters called you from WVKD. It's on the answering machine.
Well, why didn't you tell me? I better call him right away.
While you're at it, I'll rustle up some dinner.
What are we having?
Dindon a la ennui.
Well, what the heck is that?
Turkey again. Huh. I told you we shouldn't buy such a large bird for Thanksgiving.
Herb Peters, WVKD.
Herb, it's Barry. What's up?
Oh, Barry. A few days work in the courtroom if you want to go for it.
Oh, brother. How long?
Well, how long is the trial? Who knows? This one shouldn't be worth more than a few days, but news figures this one's pretty hot, so they'll stick with it to the bitter end, no matter how long it runs. Are you interested?
Well, sure, but...
I know it's hack work, and it's a bore to a serious artist, but the pay is good.
No, no, it isn't that. But Meg and I were planning on taking off to New Hampshire for a ski week.
Oh, I didn't know you skied.
No, I don't, but Meg does, and I was going to paint.
So what? There'll be snow there next month, the month after.
Yeah, only then Meg won't have any time off.
Well, that's what you get for marrying an emancipated woman. You gotta live their lives instead of your own.
Hey, now, wait a minute, buddy. The only reason Meg works so hard is because she wants me to have some time for some serious painting.
So make some easy TV dough, and before you know it, both of you will be free to do whatever you want to.
Yeah, I guess. Ah, okay. What's the case?
Fergus armored truck robbery. Got away with something over $1 million in small bills, mostly either unmarked or out of sequence. There were four guys. Two of them got killed in the caper. One spent half a year in the hospital before he recovered.
Oh, what happened to the fourth guy?
Never found him. Or the money. Look, Barry, suppose we have breakfast tomorrow here at the studio at 8:30. There'll be time to brief you before you get to court. Trial won't begin till after the lawyers have picked the jury, so probably won't be till after lunch. Deal?
I guess. I don't know why. I got a feeling I could regret this. Okay, see you tomorrow morning, 8:30. It always comes when you don't want it. Oh, you need any help, honey?
No, darling. I had everything cut up and prepared. It has to simmer for a while.
What are you doing?
Just looking through an old sketchbook of yours.
That stuff? Mm-hmm. It's all discarded. I meant to throw it out.
Nothing you draw, sketch, or paint ever gets thrown out. Genius.
Oh, come on.
Well, look at this sketch, for example.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a boy you sketched. You... Wait a minute. Here. In the midst of this crowd. Here, in this one, too. Barry, I've seen it in others. I don't know who he is, but his face seems to fascinate you.
Well, he's got nothing to do with anything. He's just part of the crowd or the audience.
Oh, but it's such a haunting face, Barry. That great wide brow with a strange kind of indented temples. those staring, accusing eyes that look so much bigger than normal because the lower part of his face is so pinched and mean. Oh, it's a frightening face.
It's all in the eye of the beholder, darling.
Oh, not something like this. That's why you're a great artist, Barry. You have to be recognized. Why, you can turn a person outside in so that it's not his face you're looking at, but a picture of his soul.
I love your praise, darling, but I'm really not that good.
Oh, yes, you are.
Well, just as long as you think I am.
Tell me, what did Herb want?
Oh, he has a job for me, a new trial. No TV cameras, so they want some graphic art to use on the TV report. You know, courtroom drawings.
You're going to do them, aren't you?
Well, it could cut into your vacation time.
Oh, never mind that. You're all that matters.
Meg, this is illustration work. It's not for eternity.
It could buy you enough recognition so you can paint for eternity. Come on, you do it. It's important. Now let's eat. More coffee, Barry.
Oh, no thanks, Meg. That was super. Are you as good a lawyer as you are a cook, honey?
No complaints yet. Well, how was your day in court?
Oh, a bore. Not that I spent much of it there. They didn't impanel a jury till nearly 3 in the afternoon.
But you had to hang around.
No. Still don't see why this case is supposed to be such a hot item.
What's it about?
It's kind of a dead issue. You see, a couple of years ago, 4 guys heisted a Fergus armor truck. The gimmick was they had an inside man.
What do you mean?
Well, one of the Fergus guards was assigned to stay inside the truck.
Uh-huh.
The doors could only be opened on his say-so once he was convinced the coast was clear.
Well, so how was he implicated?
I'll tell you. 3 guys in stocking masks jumped the outside guards, and according to the testimony of one of them before he died, the inside guard opened up for one of the masked robbers, who then double-crossed him and shot him.
Oh.
Then, one of the robbers turned on his 2 buddies, shot them, and cleaned out the negotiable cash and hefted it to a waiting getaway car.
How much did they get away with?
$1 million, give or take a buck or so.
2 men?
No, only the ringleader got away.
Well, wasn't somebody driving the getaway car?
Yeah, he was found down by the river in the abandoned car, shot through the head with a bullet. Incidentally, that came from the same gun that killed the inside guard.
So this ringleader, the killer, he got away?
Yeah, along with $1 million. It's never been found.
Mm.
One of the 2 robbers he shot lived, and that's what the trial's all about. He spent 6 months in the hospital recuperating and 1.5 years on bail pending the trial.
And nothing new has happened in all this time? I mean, they didn't turn up the money, they have no new leads to who was the main guy in all of this?
Well, that's it. That's what I can't figure. I mean, why bring it to trial?
I could hazard a guess.
You could?
Yeah. Maybe the plaintiff has copped a plea. He's ready to identify the main guy and lead them to the money. The insurance company is probably putting on some heavy pressure. Sorry you had a wasted day.
It wasn't wasted. I spent most of it in Courthouse Square. The sun was just perfect. I knocked off 3 watercolors and some pencil sketches. A couple of them, well, not too bad.
Let me see.
My kindest critic. Yeah, I'll get my sketchbook.
Let's look at it in the living room, okay?
Why not?
I'll bring a little coffee for both of us.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Oh, put the cups on the table for a minute. Yeah, first, here we are. How does this one grab you, huh?
Barry, that is beautiful.
Oh, thank the architecture of the courthouse and that fantastic morning light. I think I sort of caught it.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, this one's not bad either.
Oh, it's just stunning. Well, who's the old tramp in the foreground?
Oh, that's just some guy with a beard. He was sitting on one of the benches.
Oh, the colors in this are lovely. Oh, there's that guy again.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was still sitting there.
What's this, darling?
Oh, that's funny. I don't remember sketching those.
It's the same bearded man, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Now, what made you so interested in him?
I don't know. Hey, look.
Yeah?
Here he is again.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
What?
Something. I'm just beginning to see that I didn't see then.
Barry, what is it?
Just a sec. Here, here, let me get a pencil.
What are you doing?
Trying to imagine what this guy might look like without a beard.
Why?
Just give me a moment longer. It's so darn difficult with those dark glasses over his eyes. I'm only making a guess, and maybe it isn't a guess.
I don't understand,
no,
darling.
Just one moment longer, Meg. There. I wonder if I'm crazy. Would you recognize him, Meg?
Well, I don't know.
Now, look, I mean, supposing his eyes were just a little more like this, and the lower part of the face were narrower, like this.
That's the face you're always doodling, the one I asked you about.
It could be. You don't suppose he really could be alive.
What do you mean, alive?
Well, you see, all these years, I've been so sure he was dead. He's haunted me, you know. He's ridden on my back like the old man of the sea.
So you do know him. You do know who belongs to the ghost face of that evil, lost boy you draw.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Meg, I never thought I would ever tell anyone about him. I've tried to bury him, to forget him, but I guess I always knew I'd have to tell you eventually, Meg.
Tell me what?
What I've been terrified to tell anyone for the last 20 years.
So, a key has been turned to loose a ghost from the past. Who is the evil boy with the hooded eyes, so full of accusation? Is he the man of the present who hides behind the dark glasses and the heavy beard? If so, why is he still alive instead of dead? Long ago, as Barry seems to remember him. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
I run a supermarket, and people always ask my advice.
Nick, what should I buy for this? What should I buy for that?
Well, I can't steer them wrong, or they won't come back. So when someone asks,
well, what should I buy to clean my bathroom?
I always say, fantastic. They say,
fantastic is my kitchen cleaner.
Look, I tell them, as fast and easy as fantastic cleans your kitchen, it'll clean your bath. Well, they must like it. They keep coming back for more. Fantastic. What it does for your kitchen, it'll do for your bath.
What do doctors recommend to avoid constipation? These days, doctors stress the importance of fiber in the diet. Food fiber that helps the system regulate itself naturally. Metamucil is the laxative made from natural fiber. No chemical stimulants. So for occasional constipation, doctors recommend Metamucil more often than any other laxative. The way to overcome constipation is the natural way. But if not nature, Metamucil. Read label and follow directions.
A railroad car clatters through Pennsylvania's coal fields almost a century ago. Its only passenger, a doctor named Matthew Shields, beginning a 16-year special assignment for the American Red Cross. In railroad yards, on sidings, and in the great terminals, Dr. Shields would convert his home on wheels into a classroom and teach first aid and occupational safety to industrial America. And all along the way, local physicians were enlisted as Red Cross volunteers to continue the teaching effort. When the car rolled to a stop for the last time, 2 million people had learned first aid. The effort was called a good beginning, but only a beginning. Today, as the Red Cross begins its second century, we're proud that America still looks to us for first aid training. Now we teach over 3 million people every year, and we still say it's only a beginning. Red Cross, ready for a new century. Nothing is harder to begin than a confession, no matter how simple it is. Barry Jordan is struggling with that problem now. As the evening darkens outside the windows of their living room, Meg and he sit frozen into temporary immobility in the small pool of light thrown by the lamp she has turned on.
The light is on Barry as he gropes for words to start.
You never knew my father. He died before we met.
I'm sorry I never got a chance to know him.
Oh, no, don't be.
Barry.
No, he was a bigoted, narrow-minded, petty tyrant. He ruled the house like a despot. After my mother got sick and died, he was even worse.
I'm so sorry, darling.
Both my brothers and my sister couldn't wait to be old enough to break away, just to escape. I mean, you have to understand about my father to understand the story I'm going to tell, how he terrified me.
All right, darling. What did he do to you?
No, he didn't do anything, Meg. I did that myself.
What did you do?
I killed him. Well, I let him die.
Not your father.
Yeah, Sundays were always the worst. There was no TV, there was no radio, no games even. Oh, yeah, I could read the Bible or do homework or sit at attention if neighbors called to give their respects. I'd have to sit there listening to the drone of those dull conversations, trying to stay awake with murder on my mind. The day was 1,000 years long.
Oh, I suppose a lot of kids have had to weather dreary Sundays like that.
Yeah, 50 years ago, maybe, not 1960. Not when the sun's shining outside and everyone else is playing ball. No, but this one Sunday, suddenly, miraculously, I was free. After Mass, the priest caught me and he told me that my father had called. He had to take my mother to the hospital or something. She'd be taking tests all day, and my father would stay with her. I was to go straight home, not to worry. Mother would be all right. They'd be back by supper time.
But you didn't go straight home.
Darn right I didn't. At first, I thought I'd go back and get into the neighborhood ball game, and then I was afraid some nosy parent might report me to my folks. Instead, I went the other way, down to the river.
You were still living in Kendrick City then?
Yeah. When I got to the river, I sort of wandered along the dock area. The very last jetty jutted out some, and I walked out to look at the water. Wasn't anybody around, just me. I found some loose stones, chucked them in the water, and I knelt down to peer over the edge. I got the fright of my life. I nearly bumped heads with a guy who was clambering up from the pilings below.
What was he doing down there?
I don't know. Whatever it was, he didn't seem to want me to know. First off, he said something like, you know, what are you doing spying on me? I said I wasn't. He was about 2 or 3 years older than me. He had a black, scraggly sort of mustache and a mean face. I'll never forget that face.
The one you draw all the time without knowing you do.
Yeah, he asked who I was. I told him my name. He wanted to know where I lived. I said the North End, and he grinned and said, rich kid, huh? Mm. I said, no. Where did he live? He told me the South End, Hell's Kitchen. He told me his name was Duke. Didn't I want to go for a boat ride? I said, sure. He drew me to the edge. He showed me an old rowboat tied up to the pilings.
Was it his boat?
No, I don't think so. Oh, that didn't stop him. He couldn't untie the knot, so he brought out a switchblade to cut the rope.
How'd you row? Were there oars in the boat?
No. No, Duke took up a floorboard. He used it like a paddle. Hmm. We started out towards the middle of the river.
Well, how'd you get the nerve? You can't swim? I mean, You've always told me you can't. You don't even like the water.
I told him I couldn't swim. He said he couldn't either.
But you went anyway.
Well, I didn't want to chicken out. It was an adventure, after all. Until we started to get pretty far out on the river. I wanted to go back, and that's when he pulled a gun on me.
Well, what for?
He said, all right, Fink, you ain't getting no chance to rat on me over the side into the water.
Barry, I can't believe
it. No, neither could I. I thought he was kidding. I said, I won't. Take your choice, he said. I used the gun once to kill a guy today. I could just as well use it again.
Oh, but you're here, Barry. You're here. How did you get away from him?
Instinct. Self-preservation. Oh. I'd been paddling, and the board was in my hand, so I belted him with it and The gun went over the side into the water. Mm. He started reaching for his knife, but he was groggy. I started to struggle with him, and as I did, we fell with our combined weight on the gunwale of the boat, and it capsized.
Oh, how awful. What did you do?
Well, when I surfaced half-drowned, I thought I was dead. It was all black suddenly, but just then I found something to hang on to.
What?
Well, it was the seat. I'd come up under the boat, you see, and in the air pocket I was trapped there, but the boat was settling, you see. I knew I couldn't stay there too long, and so as soon as I could get up the nerve, I ducked under the water. I held onto the rope I'd found and came up on the outside. And then I pulled myself back on the boat till I was spread-eagled on top.
Barry, it's so fantastic. Are you sure you didn't dream it?
I wish I had.
Oh, what happened to the other boy?
He drowned. No sign of him anywhere.
How did you get out of it?
You know, that was simple. The current of the river drove the boat onto a sandbar, and I just climbed off and ran for home.
Were your father and mother back when you got there?
No, thank heavens. I went by some back alleys. No one I knew saw me. And, well, when I got home, I stripped and dried my suit. I could even remember ironing it. I didn't want my father to know, or anyone.
You mean you've never told anyone about this since it happened?
No. You're the first.
But why?
Why? I killed someone, Meg.
But that was an accident.
Yeah, but can I prove it? I was alive. He was dead.
But through no fault of yours. He brought it on himself.
Yeah, maybe. But you see, I committed the first sin. I disobeyed my father. I couldn't let him know that.
Oh, he had you that terrified of him?
Yeah. He had me that terrified.
And all these years, you've hidden this secret, making it a guilty thing.
That's right.
20 years. Oh, how dreadful. And what a dreadful man your father must have been.
I have to take the blame. Don't you see, Meg? That's why I've got to find this bearded man. I've got to hope and pray he turns out to be this guy Duke, grown up. And then maybe I can grow up, too, and get this cross off my back at last.
Cup of coffee, no fixings. I'll drink it here, Betty.
Oh, hey, Barry. How you doing, kid?
I can't complain, Lieutenant. What brings you down to Courthouse Square so early in the morning?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing.
Well, I'm doing some graphics for the Fergus robbery case.
Court doesn't convene till 10 a.m.
Well, so I came early looking for a friend.
Oh, that's funny. That's what brought me here. Oh, thanks, son. You find your friend?
No, not yet. You?
No, but we will, sooner or later.
I wish I could be as sure as you. This case, your headache, Lieutenant?
You bet your bucket, kid.
I thought it was all in the DA's hands now.
Well, the trial is just a showpiece. Bait.
What?
It's been a mind-bender from the beginning, Barry. Here's a holdup. Four guys on the outside, an inside man, a Fergus man, bought off to open up the truck. The moment he opens the door, this one guy, mind you, pumps lead in him. Then he turns around. While his buddies are holding up the outside guards, he guns all of them down. We call him the mad dog.
Yeah, but he got away with $1 million. He needed help for that.
The driver of the getaway car was still around. He didn't get the old 00 till the dough was stashed somewhere. It was time for the dog to hand out more lead poisoning. I tell you, I want that killer so bad my teeth hurt.
Yeah, but after all this time, you still have no lead?
Just Burnett. The guy on trial you're drawing pictures of.
Yeah, but he claims he never saw your mad dog out of his stocking mask.
That's for the record. Between you and me, when Burnett was in the hospital first and thought he was going to cash in his chips, he gave us a clear identification.
Oh, yeah? Who was he? Your mad killer.
Who knows? A string of AKAs a mile long, but no way to nail down any of them as his real name. All we had was some mug shots.
They didn't lead you to him?
We've had an APB out on him for over a year. He's gone to Earth someplace. That's why we finally went to trial. To flush him out.
Oh, yeah? How?
Well, the one thing we were able to do after the robbery was to sew up this town in 20 minutes. I'll stake my bottom dollar, I never got the dough out.
So?
So, the result of this trial is going to be on all the radio, TV, all the media. What's the result? Burnett can't really identify the main robber. He doesn't know where the money is. Now, once our mad dog is sure of that, he'll make the break, take the money and run. Then we got him.
Oh, yeah? How?
The town sewed up.
You can't stop everything that moves.
Only what we have to. Taxis, out-of-town plates.
Suppose he has a private car.
Only one way this baby has a private car. It's stolen. We'll monitor all those plates.
It's still not 100%.
Hey, you know anything that is? I got a feeling we are gonna get this guy. Well, give my regards to that sweet missus of yours.
I'll do that, Lieutenant. Happy hunting. I hope you close the book on your friend.
When I do, I'm not only going to throw it at him, I'm going to stub it down his gullet. Hey, hope you catch up with your pal, too.
Hi, hon. You still home?
Oh, I was just about to leave. Any luck?
No. I hang around here for a couple of hours. I don't know if you'll ever show again.
Oh, Barry, I don't know what to say.
Me neither. Oh, I had a cup of coffee at the local joint on the square with Sid Sloan.
Who?
Oh, you remember. The lieutenant of police you think is such a swell guy?
Oh, of course, him. Don't you?
Yeah, sure. I'm just jealous today. You know he's looking for someone, too? Only he's got a whole police force to pin him down, and how am I going to pin my guy down when there's just me?
Oh, honey, what can I say?
Yeah. Hey, Meg, he just went by. Outside, the beard. Now, you hold the fort. I'll get back to you after I talk to him.
Now, who do you suppose is more likely to clear up unfinished business? A lieutenant of police or a private citizen? And why should such disparate events as a childhood escapade of 20 years ago have any relationship to a more recent robbery and vicious massacre? Did I say they did? If I did, I didn't intend to. Our story is only a little more than half told. For its conclusion, you will have to wait for Act 3.
Hi, Pat Summerall to remind you that the best time to paint is when the season is right and the price of paint is right. Like during True Value Hardware Store's National True Test Spring Paint Week. Take advantage of the values on their finest exterior paint. Weatherall acrylic latex for just $10.98 a gallon. And indoors, choose scrubbable Easy Care latex flat wall and trim finish for just $12.98 a gallon. They're both specially priced during True Test Spring Paint Week through May the 31st, exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
When you travel for business or fun, turn to us when your day is done. Best Western's your place to stay, so give us a call. Turn it today. Come on and turn in America. Turn in America. Best Western, turn in America. Turn in America. Best Western, turn in America.
Person to person, heart to heart, together we can move the world if we each do our part by helping care for the children, to nourish and to heal those in need. Care for the children of the world if we each help one needy child. Tomorrow for children everywhere.
Please send your check or money order to CARE, Box 576, New York 10156, or local care office.
Except
Except by chance, how does a man reach across the tangle of the years to solve a mystery buried two decades ago? And even supposing that a solution was there, how can a man be faulted for being human enough to miss the opportunity? We're not talking about Lieutenant Sid Sloan, of course. He is a man with the whole power of the establishment behind him to make things happen. Barry Jordan is an individual who can only try.
Yes?
Meg?
Oh, you just caught me. I was going out the door. Did you see him, darling?
No. By the time I got out of the phone booth and down into the square, I missed him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't make it so tantalizing? I mean, so near and yet so far? But I got a hunch. My boy lives around here somewhere. Otherwise, he wouldn't keep turning up. So, don't count on me for dinner tonight, okay?
Why?
Well, after the trial is over this afternoon, I'm going to go prowling. I'm going to see if I can dig him up.
Barry, that's crazy. You're not a policeman. You don't even know where to start. Why don't you... Yes, sir. What can I get you?
Oh, miss, could I ask you a question? I just want to ask you, have you ever seen this man in here?
Well, how could I tell? It's just a drawing.
Here are a couple of other sketches.
Well, what can I tell you? Beards and dark glasses are in. Hey, you're from the police?
No. Why would you think that?
Well, I just caught the end of the news on the TV. They nailed a guy for that armored truck robbery, but they're still looking for the mastermind and the million. Are you after that?
No. This has nothing to do with that. This is a personal affair.
Oh, well, count me out. Hey, what'd the beard do? Take off with your old lady?
Nah, nothing like that. Look, it's terribly important to me. Have you ever seen this man in here?
Well, let me look.
Here.
Oh. Did you draw this?
Yeah.
Well, could you do a portrait like this of me?
Well,
Oh, I don't need no favors. But you seem like a nice guy, though. And this crumb don't mean nothing to me. He don't even tip. Yeah, I seen him here off and on. For that matter, he was here this afternoon just after I came on.
Yeah? Does he live near here?
Search me. Oh, look, mister, I got customers waiting.
Look, just a minute, please. If he does, where would you guess he might live?
Well, this end of town is lousy with joints. Run-down hotels, rooming houses, you name it. Hey, look, I gotta go.
Look, miss, if I draw a picture of you and give it to you, could you figure some way I could find this man?
Oh, I'd sure like a picture of me. But I wouldn't want to kid you. I tell you what. If anyone would know, it'd be the Greek.
The who?
Papadopoulos. He runs the one-arm joint across the street.
Well, why would he know?
He sends out all around the neighborhood. This beard of yours has got to eat, don't he?
Yeah. Hey, that's a great idea. I'll go right over.
Oh, you won't find him there now. He's closed up.
Oh. Well, what time does he open up tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Well, that's Saturday. No breakfast. Say around 11.
I can't find him anywhere tonight.
Well, what do I know from the Greek? Say, for a freeloader, you've got some nerve tying up all my time. Story of my life, something for nothing.
Hey, not this time. What's your name?
Trixie. Why?
I just want to say thanks. Here.
Hey, that's me. You just do that while we... Oh, hey, that's beautiful. You don't know what that does for me.
Yeah, so are you, Trixie. And you don't know what you may have done for me.
More coffee, Barry.
No, thanks, Meg. Hey, it's 10:30. I better get going. I'll order some coffee from Papadopoulos in exchange for any information he may have.
You want me to go with you?
No. It's better I go alone. Hey, if I don't get a break from my Greek contact, I'll have to start gumshoeing again.
You're going to be gone all day?
Well, I want to find him.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, but I can't make a life career of it. This was supposed to be the beginning of our vacation.
Oh, that's all right, honey.
No, it isn't. Now my job is over now that the trial's finished. Hey, look, Meg, no matter what happens today, we leave this afternoon for New Hampshire.
Of course I do. His name is Mr. Johnson.
You wouldn't happen to know where he lives?
What are you, police?
No. I'm just an old acquaintance.
What the heck? I care. He's a lousy tipper. Shelley Hotel.
You wouldn't know his room number, huh? I'm not such a bad tipper, maybe?
Ooh, for $5, you could have my sister's telephone number. 421, top floor. He don't like visitors much.
I gotta see him.
So, one hand washes the other. I got a ham and cheese for him to go. You want to deliver it for me?
Sure. Hey, I'll even pay for it.
What I call a gentleman.
In case he should get generous, you can keep the tip.
Yeah, who is it?
Delivery, coffee and...
Hold it. All right, just put it... Hey, what is this? You know, delivery
Look,
boy.
If you'll just let me explain...
I'll say you'll explain! All right, just spread it a little. Hands against the wall.
Hey, if you'll just let me...
Shut up and get your hands up.
The coffee...
Drop it and shut up. What are you, Fuzz?
No. I'm not the police.
Okay, you're clean. What are you looking for, Mac?
I'm looking for you.
Yeah, well, you're going to be sorry you found me.
I don't see why. I just want to know if you're a guy named Duke that 20 years ago capsized with me just south of Kendrick City in the Salt Ash River.
What? You gotta be kidding. Who are you?
I'm Barry. The kid who was in the boat with a guy named Duke. Is that who you are?
Got it all pat, everything that happened.
I was there.
What's your angle?
Nothing. Now I know you're alive. I don't have to feel any guilt about you anymore, so we can say goodbye.
Not so fast. You don't think I'm going to let you walk out of here?
Why not?
Because I seen you at the trial.
What trial?
Come on, the one that closed up yesterday. I should have known you cops had a gimmick going. How'd you make me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Fergus trial. You want to say that you weren't there?
No, of course I was there.
What for?
I'm an artist. I was there to draw some pictures for TV because cameras are not allowed in the courtroom.
That's all?
That's all. Now, may I leave?
No way.
No, well, I don't see how you can stop me.
Try this out for size. And I'll use it if I have to. Now, let's talk a little turkey. Barry, we talked it all out. 20 years ago, you caught me stashing some loot on the first job I ever ripped off. I took you out in that rowboat for two reasons. One, I had to get rid of the gun I used. The second, I wanted to also get rid of you, just in case you seen anything you shouldn't.
You know, it's funny. Everything you say about the past makes me feel better.
Well, it shouldn't. I'd just as soon wipe you this minute, except it don't suit my plans.
Look, I've tried to explain you can't get out of it. You might as well give up.
With what's in them two suitcases by the door? Nearly 2 years it's been sitting in dead storage. After the robbery, that stupor was wheeling for us. Come back here with me. We broke open the steel files. Then we stacked the money in a suitcase, and next morning we took him to dead storage.
And after that, you drove to the junkyard and you killed him.
That's right. Dead men tell no tales.
Like me?
Now look, it's 4 hours until I leave for my plane. You want to figure out what else I can do with you?
Yeah, this is Lieutenant Sloan, 10th Precinct.
This is Barry Jordan's wife.
Meg, hey, good to talk to you. How are you?
Lieutenant, Sid, I'm scared.
What's the matter?
It's Barry. We were supposed to catch a plane over an hour ago, but he... Barry's disappeared.
He's run out on you?
No, nothing like that. It's hard to explain over the phone. Could I come to the station house and talk to you.
Well, you picked a bad time, Meg. You just caught me on my way out.
Oh, Sid, I'm really kind of frantic. I think Barry's in real trouble. A lot more than he can handle.
I'll tell you what, Meg. I'm on my way to the Houston Street Bridge. That takes me right by your place. I'll stop in on the way.
It's raining like crazy out there. Wouldn't want to miss my plane. Time to say goodbye, mister.
What are you going to do?
Going to wait for the next L to go by. When there's enough noise to cover the shot, I'm going to take you out.
You can't get away with it.
Oh, I'll take that chance.
Look, you'd be better off with my help.
What good could you do me?
I've been trying to tell you. Now, look, Lieutenant Sloan has every escape route covered. You can't break out.
Right out. You don't know me from Adam.
Well, that's where you're wrong. Your buddy, Burnett, put the finger on you.
What are you talking about?
He ratted on you.
Don't give me that. You were at the trial. You know he clammed up.
Ah, that was a cover-up to flush you into the open. I told you, my friend, Lieutenant Sloan, has every escape route tied up. There's only one way you can get out of this city.
Yeah, how?
It's in my car, with me to vouch for you to get you on your plane.
Who needs your help? By me, you're a jinx. I should have taken care of you 20 years ago when you first stuck your nose in my business. Now look, if the cops have a make on me, how are you getting me past them?
Well, the beard and the glasses work pretty good up to now, and you have me to vouch for you.
What are you slowing down for?
Well, we're almost across the bridge.
We already paid the toll.
There's a roadblock ahead. Would you let me handle it?
Well, you better handle it good. I got a gun right up against you, which has already killed 6 people.
You don't have to tell me I'm living on borrowed time. Officer. Yeah, what's the trouble?
Oh, Barry, for crying out loud. Where are you headed on a night like this?
Sid, Lieutenant Sloan, why... You remember that friend I was looking for yesterday?
Yeah?
Well, out of the blue, I just bumped into him today. I'm just driving him out to the airport. What's going on here?
We're running a check on some drug peddling. Any friend of yours is a friend of mine. I'd like to shake his hand. I'm Lieutenant Sid Sloan. Put it there, friend.
Yeah, sure, Lieutenant. Nice to meet you.
You won't be thinking that long, brother.
Let go!
Sergeant, get his other arm.
Let me go, you...
Not on your life, which from here on in isn't worth a thin dime.
I still don't understand how...
Darling, when you didn't show up to leave for the plane with me, I was frantic. I knew something had happened, so I called Sid.
At that point, there wasn't too much I thought we could do until Meg showed me a sketchbook and the man you were looking for. Then, the balloon went up.
What balloon?
The face of that boy that's haunted you all these years.
He was a dead ringer for the face that's haunted me the last two. The mad dog, clear as a photograph.
And your sketches of him without a beard showed Sid it was the same man.
I want to tell you, Barry Powell, you are some kind of genius with that eye of yours. You ought to stick to painting from now on. Stay out of police work.
I think I can promise you he will, Sid.
Now, look, just a minute, Meg. I've got a living to make.
Well, not for the next couple of years.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, don't you know what the insurance company reward is for recovering that $1 million? 10%.
What?
For $100,000, darling, you can paint what you want.
Hey, I think I'll start tonight. Let's the three of us go out on the town and paint it red.
The pen, they say, is mightier than the sword. In this case, it was the pencil or the paintbrush. Maybe you've seen some of Barry Jordan's works. They hang in the best galleries, and the price for them is going up. One thing that can be said of his style is that it is modern, with it, today. He is one painter who looks only to the future, never the past. I'll be back shortly. This is E.G. Marshall with a question. Of all medications for acid indigestion or heartburn relief, which one is right for you? For years, Maalox has been recommended most by doctors. Now, the antacid ingredients in Maalox, plus an extra ingredient, are in Maalox Plus tablets. Smooth, good-tasting, and Maalox Plus tablets work fast to relieve acid indigestion or heartburn. But don't just take my word for it. Try Maalox Plus tablets. You'll find you can't do better.
Use only as directed.
Pause for a moment and listen to your shoes. They may need to be cat's pawed.
Hey, stop! What do you think you're doing? We just need heels and soles.
How could you throw us out in the street when we've been so good to you and your feet?
New shoe prices out of sight. Look for the sign of the cat and make your tried and true shoes as good as new shoes. With cat's paw, heels, and soles.
Take us to the shop. Come on and get us cat's paw.
Did you ever want to own your own business? It might be simpler than you think. We can take the mystery out of it. Here's the first clue. We're the largest instant printing chain in the world. Right, you got it. Postal Instant Press, PIP. Now, clue number two. You can get into a franchise for a lot less than you think, and the balance of the purchase price, after your down payment, will be completely financed by PIP at below the prime interest rate upon credit approval. We can bring a lot of witnesses, too. Take the man and wife running their own business and doing well. The singles who are part of PIP's success story. The retirees. Or many more in the growing PIP family. All of these people are just part of the evidence. PIP trains you, backs you, helps you get started, keeps you going. If you really want to be your own boss, take a tip from PIP. Call toll-free 800-331-1000, except in Oklahoma. For a solution that makes money and good sense, call 800-331-1000 right now.
Not all of us can be as lucky as Barry Jordan. There are dark pockets in all our pasts. But perhaps there's a lesson to be learned. Sooner or later, a man like Duke or Mad Dog would have been brought to justice. It was sheer luck that Barry was the agency. And even greater luck that by raising the dead, he didn't lose his own life. It was Longfellow who said, "Let the dead past bury its dead." For all of us, the present and the future is where we should direct our eyes. Our cast included Paul Hecht, E.V. Juster, Mandel Kramer, and Russell Horton. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Inflation, because now through June 30th, you get a $1.50 refund when you buy 5 quarts of Motorcraft oil. See participating dealers for details. Motorcraft oil, for the future of your car, for sure.
Here's another way Motorcraft helps you fight the enemy.
Meet the enemy of your spark plug. Gas-robbing, sooty carbon. Motorcraft spark plugs fight the enemy. Carbon is actually burned away in normal driving in properly tuned cars with Motorcraft extended tip design plugs. Motorcraft spark plugs from Ford for the future of your car. For sure.
Partly cloudy skies, 56 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh. This is KQV Pittsburgh. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. President Reagan is making a personal effort to work out a compromise tax cut, giving the Democrats one last chance to come around. I'm Deborah Potter reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president has invited Democratic leaders from both houses of Congress to meet with him at the White House on Monday. Mr. Reagan wants to find out just what they're proposing as an alternative to his plan for a three-year across-the-board reduction. So far, the Democrats haven't said. They've just said no to the Reagan idea. White House officials say that if they don't make some specific suggestion soon, the president may lose his appetite for compromise and go it alone. Chief of Staff James Baker says the administration is prepared to use the same tactic that produced a victory for the Reagan budget-cutting plan, an appeal for public support and the enlistment of conservative Democrats to give the minority Republicans the edge in the House. More news after this.
Weekdays on CBS Television, As the World Turns brings you all the romance, anger, deceit, and unbridled passions of real life. And its searing drama on The Guiding Light, where a love child and a lust for money are destroying a marriage. Then it's the warmth and wisdom of One Day at a Time, where mothers and daughters sometimes clash.
Come on, Barbara, what do you know about dealing with a mother?
But they always make you laugh. Right after, As the World Turns in The Guiding Light, weekdays on CBS Television. Check your local listings for times.
Hi, I'm Nick, the supermarket manager. Well, now I'm a big TV star. Have you caught me on the tube yet? This customer is asking what she should buy to clean her bathroom. Fantastic, I tell her. And she says...
But Fantastic is my kitchen cleaner. What about my bath?
So I say, look, as fast and easy as Fantastic cleans your kitchen, it'll clean your bath. A couple of days later, she's back all smiles.
Nick, Fantastic is super in the bath.
Fantastic. What it does for your kitchen, it'll do for your bath.
An Air Force officer is under arrest in Kansas, accused of making unauthorized visits to the Soviet embassy in Washington. Second Lieutenant Christopher Cook is charged with violating a military rule that all contacts with the communist government must be reported. The Pentagon says that Cook went to the embassy three times within the past year without telling his superiors. Cook is stationed at McConnell Air Force Base near Wichita, attached to the Strategic Air Command. And a SAC spokesman in Omaha, Technical Sergeant Bob Murray, says he could have had access to classified information.
Lieutenant Cook, as a Titan missile officer, monitors missile alert status and reacts to authentic emergency war order preparation and execution messages. He manages missile launching crews and missile complex maintenance activities, and he would launch missiles if it ever came to that.
SAC is still investigating whether Cook might have passed information to the Soviets that could be damaging to U.S. security. His case has been turned over to the Justice Department, but there's no word yet on whether he might be charged with espionage. If he's convicted on the current charge of breaking Air Force rules, he faces a maximum penalty of 2 years at hard labor and dismissal from the service. An upbeat assessment today from Special Envoy Philip Habib, who's been trying to resolve the missile crisis between Israel and Syria. He told reporters in Washington after meeting with President Reagan that he believes a peaceful resolution is achievable. And he said he'll be going back to the Middle East next week to continue his shuttle diplomacy. Vietnam announced today that it's found the remains of three more American servicemen listed as missing in the war. Officials in Hanoi say the remains will be returned to the United States as soon as identification procedures are completed. Washington still lists about 2,500 Americans as missing in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. The Chinese government has declared a three-day period of national mourning for Song Qingling, the widow of Sun Yat-sen. She died today of leukemia at the age of 90. Her husband was known as the father of modern China. Jazz composer and pianist Mary Lou Williams is dead of cancer at the age of 71. Among her biggest hits, Steppin' Pretty and Camel Hop. Williams was a pioneer in the use of jazz as sacred music, and the late Duke Ellington once described her style as soul on soul. CBS News continues in 1 minute.
When you get the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar for your dog or cat, you know it will work, and you know it will last. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar is the first collar to kill fleas and ticks for 5 months, a full 5 months of effective protection, and the Hearts collar's fast-acting odorless ingredients won't vaporize. Stays on your pet to work even if the collar gets wet. Get your pet the collar that really works and really lasts. Helps protect your home and family, too. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar kills fleas and ticks for 5 months.
It's here!
Canon NP-120 copier.
Come on, touch!
Canon One Touch! See, no dials and switches and such.
Gee, it works out on touch!
Wow! Gives you copies and a rush and how?
So quiet.
Yeah, very hush-hush.
Compact.
Uh-huh. There isn't any fire.
So simple.
Yep.
doesn't cost much.
Economical, efficient, and so simple you just touch it.
Canon
MP120. Micronics makes it simple.
The transit crisis in Chicago worsened today. The biggest private bus company in the area announced that it's going out of service indefinitely as of tonight. The line serving the western suburbs went broke after the Regional Transportation Authority ran out of subsidy money. Other bus and rail companies say they'll have to shut down over the weekend. I'm Deborah Potter, CBS News.
Good evening, I'm Dennis Atkinson, and downtown we have 66 degrees under clear skies. The forecast says partly cloudy overnight with some patchy fog around sunrise. We'll have a low near 60 degrees. Self-admitted former heroin addict Dale Roy McIntosh testified today that he used to procure male sex partners for former state representative David Hayes. McIntosh took the stand in Hayes' trial in Pittsburgh and said Hayes would usually pay him $20 to line up dates, particularly muscular athletic men. Hayes is being tried in Pittsburgh for allegedly drugging and raping a male teenager. Hayes has denied under oath that he is a homosexual. Jury is to get that trial on Monday. The United Mine Workers Union Bargaining Council has unanimously endorsed the tentative agreement produced by negotiators for the striking miners and the soft coal industry. Now the pact goes to the union membership next Saturday for ratification, a process union officials say will take about 9 days. UMW President Sam Church says the contract calls for a 38% pay increase over 3 years.
I think that we were able to retain everything that we had bargained for in the March 23rd agreement, get some additional things that we needed, and put back in the language about the non-signatory coal that our people was concerned about.
Church says the contract gives the union less than when it had sought on the issue of non-union subcontractors. The Port Authority has been turned down flatly in its attempt to win a delay in a court order for new transit zones and lower fares. We get details in this report from News Radio 14's Walt Golden.
A stern and unsympathetic Judge Silvestri Silvestri, who at one point told Pat Attorney Dennis Feraldi, "I suggest you not tell the court what to do," rejected every one of his arguments as to why Pat should not be forced to set up new transit zones by the 8th of June and cut fares by the 15th. Feraldi had contended, among other things, that Pat just doesn't have enough time to get the job done.
The Port Authority has advised me that in order to comply with the zone change, it's going to require them to do certain things, and they can't do that by the June 8th date. Also, there's going to have to be some renegotiation with the City of Pittsburgh for the Model Cities bus, which will require changing the present contract they have. Now, they figure that will take about a month to do, too, but that could be done at the same time they were doing these other things.
When Veraldi said Pat could lose federal funding by not complying with federal rules requiring public hearings on fare changes, Silvestri said, "What are they going to do if they do hold him? They can't change my order." The judge furthermore rejected a contention that his order wasn't final until exceptions had been filed, saying it stands unless countermanded by a higher court. Pat's board meets in special session later today, at which time it'll decide whether or not to go to that higher court. Walt Golden, KQB News Radio 14.
Meanwhile, the Port Authority Board held a special informational meeting to bring its members up to date on Judge Silvestri's order against Pat. Legal counsel and staff told the board they are continuing to study the judge's order, which, if enforced, would cause major changes in the Port Authority. The judge estimates that his order will bring the Port Authority an additional $5 million. However, Pat board member Jack Robin says their controller's figures differ greatly.
The report of our controller that might cost the authority up to $14 million. Obviously, if the judge is correct, then we would have no problems. If the judge happens to be incorrect, and our controller and his staff are correct, this authority would have a very serious financial crisis, obviously induced by compliance with the judge's order.
The Port Authority has not yet decided what official steps to take regarding Silvestri's order. Those decisions will probably come sometime next week. Incumbent United Steelworkers District 15 Director Paul Lewis has defeated his challenger, Local 1397 President Ron Wiesen. During the campaign, Wiesen charged Lewis with doing nothing to save jobs in the Mon Valley.